The Osgood Files, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. When it comes to safe driving, most of us figure the more experience you have, the safer you'll be. But it turns out that's not true when you're talking about teenagers.
The live stream crash shocked the country. With her Instagram recording, 18-year-old Abdulia Sanchez lost control of her car. The two other teens inside weren't wearing seatbelts. Her 14-year-old sister died.
The story after this from Charlie. A new study shows that some of the most dangerous drivers on the road are high school seniors because they can't resist social media. 32% of seniors admitted to using Snapchat behind the wheel, compared to 19% of sophomores. CBS's Chris Van Cleave talked with Harvard professor Dr. Jean Baresson, who conducted the study.
You know, this motor vehicle is a potential weapon of mass destruction. It may be that the tendency for teenagers is you start cautious and you get more and more experienced. And if they feel more confident, if they feel more powerful, they may jump to more risky behavior.
The other factor, parents, who tend to have more confidence as their teenager gets older. And state laws remove most driving restrictions after drivers turn 18.
Social media has taken over these kids' lives.
Of course, parents are free to impose their own restrictions. Chris talked with Antoinette Mullins, who has warned her 18-year-old son Dylan that he is one text away from losing that car.
If she were to ever find out something happened and I was texting because of it,
there'd be hell to pay.
Yeah, and she's made that very clear, I think.
Yeah, there'd be no car.
So Dylan puts his cell phone in the glove box, but he admits that among his group of friends, he's the only one who does. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.